Welcome to another deep dive with us. This time, we're heading right into the heart of AI in education.
AI in education.
Yeah. Like, picture this. A classroom where ChatGPT isn't public enemy number one.
Right.
But an actual tool for learning.
Okay, yeah.
We're going deep on this new research study.
Okay.
And it looked at how using ChatGPT actually changed things for future teachers.
Future teachers, like, in training.
Yep. Their confidence and comfort levels in the classroom.
Mm.
The findings. Well, let's just say you might be surprised.
Okay, you got my attention. What's so surprising?
Well, this study zeroed in on grad students.
Grad students?
Uh-huh. In an education leadership program.
Oh, wow. So these are the folks who are going to be, like, running the schools one day.
Exactly. Future principals, superintendents, the whole shebang. So they're already thinking about the big picture of education.
Right, yeah.
But what did they actually DO with ChatGPT in this study?
Well, they had to create academic essays using ChatGPT.
As in, ChatGPT wrote the essays.
Yep, as part of their course project.
So they weren't just reading about AI, they were actually wrestling with it,
mm-hmm.
hands-on.
Yeah, and that hands-on part is really important to the study's findings.
Okay, I'm listening.
It wasn't just, can you use this tool?
Uh-huh.
It was, can you look at what it produces and think critically about it?
Ooh, so they had to become like AI detectives.
Exactly. They had to look at things like accuracy. Is the information right?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Relevance, does it actually answer the question?
Right.
Writing style, is it clear? Is it engaging? All of that.
So they were really digging into the nuts and bolts of how ChatGPT works and where it trips up.
Yeah, exactly.
Did they just, like, keep all those critiques to themselves? Or did they have to share?
Oh, they had to present their analysis to the whole class.
Oh, wow.
And then, get this, they had to make recommendations for how school leaders, like themselves someday, should handle AI in the classroom.
Okay. That's a pretty high-stakes assignment.
And
then, to wrap it all up, they had to actually revise those ChatGPT essays based on all the stuff they found.
Yep.
Wow. So full circle, huh?
Full circle learning experience, definitely.
We'd think after all that, they'd be like, AI in the classroom, bring it on.
Right. You would think, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
But here's the thing. Their confidence in actually using AI for teaching, it went down.
Wait, down? Really? I thought it would have gone up.
I know, right? It seems counterintuitive.
It does.
But that's what makes these findings so interesting.
Okay, so why do you think their confidence went down?
It seems like by actually working with ChatGPT, they got a much clearer view of the downsides and all the tricky challenges AI can bring to teaching.
So it wasn't like they were scared of the tech itself.
No, not really.
It's more that they had a more realistic view of what it can and can't do.
Exactly. They saw firsthand that, yeah, AI can be powerful, but it also needs, like, a lot of teacher guidance.
Right, to keep it on track.
They were concerned about things like bias in what ChatGPT was spitting out.
Oh, yeah, that's a big one.
And they really felt that teachers have to be super careful about fact-checking everything.
You know, it makes sense. Like, the more you learn about something, the more you realize how much you don't know.
Yeah.
And how much support you might need to use it well. Didn't this study mention something called the ChatGPT Teacher's Sense of Efficacy Scale?
They did.
What even is that?
It sounds super complicated.
Yeah.
It's actually pretty straightforward. It's like a special survey.
Okay.
And it measures how confident teachers feel about using AI in the classroom.
Gotcha.
And this one they used was based on a survey that's already really well known and respected for measuring general teacher confidence.
So it's like a specialized tool to track how teacher confidence changes.
Exactly.
Specifically when it comes to AI. Huh. That's actually pretty clever.
Yeah, the researchers used it to see how the students' confidence changed as they went through the whole study.
Yeah.
And the results were really interesting. It's important to remember, though, that this was a pretty small group of grad students.
Right.
So we can't just assume this applies to, you know, every teacher out there.
True. Good point. But even with that in mind, I feel like this study brings up some really important stuff.
Oh, absolutely.
About how we get teachers ready for AI in the classroom.
No, sure.
Because if even these future education leaders, right?
Yeah.
If they're feeling less confident after actually using ChatGPT.
Right.
Doesn't that kind of tell us something?
It really does. It highlights the need for, like, really thoughtful professional development in this whole area. Like, we can't just throw the tools at teachers and say good luck.
No, exactly.
Yeah.
They need the training. They need the support to use this stuff the right way.
Absolutely. And that's one of the big things that came out of the study, actually.
Is it really?
Yeah. Like, the students themselves said they wanted more training on how to teach with AI.
Not just how to use it.
No, not just how to use the tool. They wanted to know how to actually make it work in the classroom, you know?
So it's one thing to know how to, like, make ChatGPT work.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a whole other thing to know how to use it to teach.
Exactly. They wanted guidance on how to actually integrate it into their teaching in a way that really helps students.
I get it. It's like you can have a fancy new oven.
Right.
But if you don't have any recipes,
exactly,
it's not going to do you much good.
You got to know how to use that tool to create something amazing. Right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So these grad students, what kind of stuff do they want to know?
Well, they wanted to know things like, how do you use AI to personalize learning?
Ah, so each kid gets what they need.
Right, and how to give really targeted feedback, like specific to each student's work.
That makes sense.
And how to use AI to create more engaging lessons.
Oh, so the classroom doesn't turn into, like, robot school.
Exactly. They wanted to use it to make things more fun, more inclusive.
I like that. So it's about giving teachers the power to be creative with AI.
Yeah.
Not just making them feel like, oh, the robots are taking over.
Right, exactly. And they were also really focused on, you know, the ethical side of things.
Right, because that's a whole can of worms.
It is.
What do they want to know about that?
Well, they wanted more guidance on how to deal with things like bias, you know, making sure that AI isn't reinforcing stereotypes or anything like that.
Yeah, really important.
And data privacy, making sure student information is protected.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, how to prevent cheating. You know, students using AI to do their work for them.
Right, because that's a real concern with these tools. So it's like, we need to be excited about the possibilities of AI.
Yeah.
But also really clear-eyed about the risks.
Absolutely. It sounds like these future education leaders,
mm-hmm.
they're really thinking hard about how AI is going to change everything about teaching.
They are.
Yeah.
And what's so cool is they're not shying away from the tough questions.
No, they're diving right in. Like, they talked about how AI might change the way we design curriculum.
Wow.
How we assess students, even the definition of what it means to be a teacher.
That is a lot to think about. It's like, this wasn't just a study about ChatGPT.
No.
It was about getting these future leaders to grapple with, like, the whole future of education.
It was. And honestly, their insights are super valuable. They've given us a window into what might be coming down the road.
Recommendations.
They can help us figure out how to use AI responsibly and make sure it actually helps students. So for all the teachers listening out there, what do you think they should take away from this research?
I think the biggest takeaway is this.
Yeah.
AI, it's not a magic solution.
It's not.
It's a powerful tool.
It is.
But it's only going to transform education if we're smart about it.
Right.
If we're strategic.
If we're thoughtful.
Teachers need the knowledge, the skills, the support.
Yes.
To use AI in a way that makes sense for them, for their students, for their goals.
It's not about AI replacing teachers.
Right.
It's about AI helping teachers do what they do best, even better.
And that goes back to what we were talking about earlier, about using AI to enhance human connection, human creativity.
Exactly. And it's also super important for educators to keep having these conversations about the ethics of AI.
Right. Keep talking about it. Keep thinking about it.
We need to make sure that these tools are used fairly, equitably, so that everyone benefits.
So we're heading into this future, right? Where AI is just part of the classroom.
Mm-hmm.
What can teachers, parents, students, what can everyone do to get ready?
Well, I think the first thing is stay informed.
Stay curious.
There's so much hype around AI, you got to be able to separate the real from the fake.
Fact check everything.
Exactly.
Especially when it comes to AI, because things are changing so fast.
They are. And don't be afraid to experiment.
Try things out.
See what works for you, see what works for your students, and then talk about it. Share your experiences with other people.
Love that. It's all about being curious, being critical, but also being collaborative.
Absolutely. This isn't something we have to figure out all on our own. There are other teachers, researchers, developers. They're all thinking about these same things.
So we're all in this together.
We are.
And the more we share what we're learning, the better we'll be able to use AI to create a learning experience that really works for everyone.
I think that's a great way to put it. So what I'm hearing is we need to approach AI in education with a sense of, like, cautious optimism.
Yeah, I like that. Cautious optimism.
Because there are definitely risks.
There are.
But there's also so much potential.
So much potential to make teaching and learning better for everyone. We're back, and you know, thinking about everything we've been talking about, it really feels like education is about to go through some major changes.
Oh yeah, big time. It's a really exciting time to be in education, that's for sure.
And this research we've been discussing, you know, with the future school leaders using ChatGPT,
yeah,
I think it shows just how much we still have to figure out about AI's role in the classroom.
Absolutely. I mean, one thing that really stood out to me was how, even though their confidence dipped at first, those participants,
right,
they actually ended up being more enthusiastic about using AI in their teaching after going through that whole process.
So they didn't just give up on it?
Not at all. I think it helped them develop a more realistic view, a more balanced view.
Yeah. Yeah.
They started seeing AI not as some kind of replacement for teachers.
Right.
But as something that can help teachers do even better.
You keep using the word tool.
Yeah.
And I think that's really the best way to think about it, isn't it?
It really is. Like, imagine AI helping teachers with all the time-consuming tasks.
Right. All the stuff that takes them away from actually teaching.
Exactly. Things like grading, lesson planning, even personalizing lessons for each student.
Wow, that would free up a lot of time.
It would. And then teachers could really focus on what they do best, you know? The things AI just can't do.
Like building relationships with students, being mentors, fostering creativity.
Exactly. Guiding those classroom discussions, helping students develop their critical thinking skills. That's what makes a teacher a teacher.
Right.
Right.
And AI can support all of that.
It can, but teachers need to be the ones in control, you know? They need to decide how and when to use AI in their classrooms.
It makes sense. They're the experts.
Right.
In how kids learn, what they need. Not the algorithms.
And that's why professional development is so important.
Mm-hmm.
We have to give teachers the knowledge, the skills to really make AI work for them, for their students.
Okay, so let's bring it back to our listeners.
Okay.
What can teachers, parents, students, really anyone who's part of the learning process, what can they do to get ready for this AI-powered future?
Well, I'll say it again. Yeah. Stay informed. Yeah. There's so much information out there about AI.
That's overwhelming.
It really is. And not all of it's good information. So you have to be careful.
Do your research.
Exactly. Look for reliable sources. Talk to experts. Don't just believe everything you see online. Be critical. Be curious. And don't be afraid to try things out.
Experiment.
Yeah. Play around with different AI tools. See how they could fit into your classroom or your child's learning.
And I think something that's really important here is sharing what you learn.
Yes. Talk to other teachers, talk to parents, share your successes, share your challenges. We can all learn from each other.
Because this is a big shift and we're all figuring it out together.
We are. And the more we share what we're learning, the better equipped we'll be to use AI in a way that really benefits everyone.
I think that's a great point to end on.
It is.
We've covered a lot of ground today, talked about the potential of AI, the challenges, the importance of thoughtful integration. And I think what I really want our listeners to take away is this. AI in education, it's not a done deal.
Right.
We're all still figuring it out, and that's okay.
It's a process, and it's an exciting one.
It is. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive into the world of AI in education. We hope you found it insightful and maybe even a little inspiring.
I hope so, too.
Until next time.